this year, we were looking at various options, and Charlie said, well, is there something from the Abbey that we could support? And I immediately said, well, now you mention it, yes, there is. That was then agreed by the leadership team. And so it's a real delight to have Susan here to talk about the Lee Abbey Small Missional Communities. As you will hear and as you will see, we believe this is a really sincere and worthwhile cause for us to be supporting this autumn. So clearly myself, but also all of the leadership really do commend this to you for your thoughts and your prayers and your support as appropriate. So with that, I'll hand over to Susan. Thank you for coming, Susan, and missionary work down south.
Hello, everybody. A bit nearer. Can anybody come nearer? Feel a long way away from it. Thank you. I've got a partnership here with Darren. Who, when I wave at him, he's going to change the slide. It won't be for a while for the first one. So Sam has invited me to come today to tell you more about the Lee Abbey Small Missional Community, specifically the one at Knowle West in Bristol. There are two others, one other in Birmingham and another one that we're partnered with, but this is the one that we're focusing on today. At the beginning, the video that was being shown was about that, and we will have a chance to see that in a few minutes with commentary, so you'll get more of an idea about it. I was really pleased to see the Old Testament reading today, because in many ways that the message of that underlies what we're about with these small missional communities. Jeremiah was saying to the people in exile in Babylon that they should build houses and settle down, plant gardens and eat what they produce, and seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which they'd carried them into exile, and pray to the Lord for it. And that whole idea of seeking the prosperity of an area, not the material prosperity, but the flourishing and well-being of the people and development of their faith is what underlies the small missional communities. So the Lee Abbey people, the Lee Abbey small missional communities are not people who are in exile, but from the outset, they've committed to settle in areas of urban deprivation and to identify with and build relationships with their neighbours and seeking this flourishing and prosperity of the people, and supporting church and community initiatives in those areas. And over the years, this has borne fruit in changed lives and in glimmers of hope in challenging circumstances. So you may know something about Lee Abbey, probably from Sam. I'm sure he mentions it occasionally. It started in North Devon, way away from urban areas, 70 years ago, when a large property was purchased for use in running Christian house parties, motivated by a report about the conversion of England. So it was seeking to bring Christian faith to people right from the outset. But at that time, it was, and subsequently, the one in Devon, people go to it and are refreshed and renewed. It's a retreat and conference centre, and it's run by a resident community, and following a rhythm and rule of life is central to everything that the Lee Abbey movement is involved with. And the Devon Community Centre attracts several thousand visitors a year, and hopefully they return to their churches, bringing renewal and being resourced for fresh mission in their local areas. And the overarching vision is to communicate Christ through relationships. And then a second Lee Abbey was set up about 20 years later as an international students club in London. But then in the 1980s, a new vision emerged from Lee Abbey. And it was a response, in part, to the report Faith in the City in the 1980s, and also a conviction from the people in Devon especially that that Lee Abbott should be engaging in mission and encounter on the front line and not just expecting people to come in to the to Devon for resource renewal, but to actually be to be putting people on the front line of mission in this country as well, as I say, as a response partly to Faith in the City. And so out of that conviction, the first small missional community, then called a household community, was established 30 years ago in a multicultural inner city area in Birmingham, in Aston. And the criteria for a small missional community was that it would be in partnership with the local church, and that the people who lived there would be an intentional community following the Lee Abbey rule and rhythm of life. And they were all to be established in areas where there was no substantial Christian presence outside the church, and not so many people living there involved with the church. And 5 years after the one in Aston, this one that we're speaking of, in Bristol, Knowle West was established. And perhaps next, first slide, Darren. So this is Knowle West, and at the time they purchased a fairly small and I think rather unambitious house, which didn't actually hold that many people. But because the area is an outer city local authority estate, there weren't that many large houses available anyway. And this is a typical street on the estate, not the actual one where the house was very similar to one of those semi-detached houses on that photo. And this was 25 years ago. And then there were two Anglican churches on the estate and several churches of other denominations. But over the years, the context of the small community has changed because the Anglican churches have declined considerably, and only one of them now remains. It's one parish with one priest, so it's a big estate. And other small struggling churches, the Baptist Church and I think the Salvation Army Church, have closed, and the sort of spiritual landscape of the place has changed. But there have been other groups that have come to work in the area, as I'll mention in a moment. The community itself, the numbers in the community has fluctuated, but it was limited at that time by the size of the property. But there have been many encouragements. It's been a very encouraging time, and just one or two things of what has happened over the years there already. Individual lives have been touched by community members. They've supported people with family members in prison, people with drug addiction problems and through illness. The local churches have been encouraged, and often the people in the small community have provided, for example, and do currently, the chair for Churches Together in the area. They've also supported local organisations such as drop-in centres and food banks, advice centres. And the house has been a place of welcome and hospitality. And what can't be calculated is the impact of prayer from the house and its associated supporters over the many years, the prayer in the area. And one thing that has happened, as I alluded to, is that other Christians have moved into the area. But sadly, some of those don't really support the local churches, but kind of see themselves as a separate expression of church. So the point about the Lee Abbey community is it really wants to work with local people and local churches. So the next slide. So this is at the centre of the estate in Knowle West on a nice sunny day. It's it's a green area, and you'll see the shops and various other amenities in that area. And When the estate was built, the city council gave land to build a convent, which is more or less, this is taken from where the convent building is, which I think is an interesting comment anyway on what the council, what their sort of aspiration for the area was in the 1930s, that a convent would be allowed in the middle of the estate. And then, next slide, maybe. So that's the same area again, looking at it from a slightly different angle, showing the community centre. And that's, again, taken roughly from the convent. And one of the sisters in the convent was instrumental in actually negotiating to establish the Lee Abbey community there 25 years ago. And then a couple of years ago, we heard that the few remaining nuns, there was only about two or three nuns left there, were going to relocate, and that the convent was going to be sold. And that, as I say, the rest of that is history, in the sense that this is what, after careful negotiation and much prayer, Lee Abbey purchased the convent and sold the small house that the community lived in before. And this has provided a home in which the community can really develop without those constraints of limited accommodation and limited public space. Next one. So this is in December last year when the community moved in to the convent, which we now call the Lee Abbey House. But people still call it the convent, of course, because old habits die hard. And we can already see God honouring this leap of faith in size, because the core community couldn't all live in one house before, and now they've all got appropriate accommodation, and some new members have joined, and others are on their way. So it will be increasing to 7 or 8 adults, and the children. It's just one of the children. There's one family with 2 small children. One of them is on that picture. And they like the space. They love running up and down the corridors and things. And also, more space is now available for other people to use for local meetings, and the advice centre uses, and local prayer groups. And the members of the community work part-time to provide their income, but the more people there are living there, the more chance there is to offer hospitality, because there'll be someone in where if people just drop by, whereas if everybody's out working, then the hospitality ministry is more difficult. And so it's increased the capacity of the community to reach out in mission and in local involvement. And we'll actually show the video now, if we can, with the sound. And you'll see this is partly as a day for the community.
The Lee Abbey Community House, in the centre of a South Bristol housing estate, is our home. We love to join in with what God is already doing in the neighbourhood. By coming alongside our neighbours, learning from and resourcing the local expressions of church, and other Christian organisations.
So this is behind the scenes.
We are a living Christian presence with a rhythm of prayer, deepening our understanding and our experience of Christian community. Looking out for people to bless as we channel funds entrusted to us. Sharing relevant hospitality by opening up our ground floor for use by the Philwood Hope Christian Advice Centre and and regular prayer events. An exciting chapter is about to start with a full house of people, all ages, fired up with the gospel, making themselves available to build bridges and invest in people and the kingdom of God.
That gives you a bit of a visual flavour of what the community are involved in. It's not always that sunny in South Bristol, I think, but it's very, very good. So what's the point of living like this? Ed, who was the leader of the community, he wrote this. I'll read it because it might be an eye test for some people. With prayer at the centre of our community, we seek to support local churches, encouraging God's people and joining in with what God is already doing. By walking alongside friends old and new, we seek to make the gospel good news and rejoice when we see lives transformed, which emboldens us to want more of God's kingdom here, in and for Knowle West. That's kind of the vision that they have for the community, to reach out in the local area, both in practical ways and in building faith and sharing Christ with people. And a key passage for all communities is Acts chapter 4, a few verses from Acts chapter 4. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And God's grace was powerfully at work in them all, that there were no needy persons among them. And Ed, as I say, the leader, he says, as a comment on that, why we live in community and why we live for mission is so simply and powerfully summed up in that passage. You'll notice that prayer is right at the beginning of the passage. Through community living, including sharing meals together, with openness to God and to others, meeting regularly for community prayers, and asking God to fill us with His Holy Spirit so that we will be empowered to go out and serve the people we meet. And that's the underlying and overarching up and down motivation for this community, not just to live together and have a good time living in the same house, not just a group of people living in the same house as individuals, but seeking a life together. And so as they make and keep promises about their rhythm of life and share resources and be self-sufficient themselves for their day-to-day running costs, and they seek God's guidance for missional involvement in the area. That's just some people in the house at one of their gatherings. But there are some wider needs. And when we took the convent over, it's now called the Lee Abbey House, it was in good condition, and it was a bit like the Marie Celeste, because most of the fixtures and fittings and equipment was all left there. But it had been occupied for many years by a small group of single nuns, and they hadn't needed all the space, and they probably didn't have a lot of energy for home improvement, and I don't think they used the whole of the building. So this is why we're asking you to adopt this as our autumn mission project. So next one, this is the garden, and you may see there that it's got a great garden, and not many of the houses on the estate have such nice garden, extensive gardens. So it's a great place for children in the estate to come and have kids' clubs and things like that. But there's this pond in the middle of it, you can perhaps see, which needs filling in. And that's not as easy as it sounds. It's fenced off now because Caleb and Luke, the two children who live there, obviously need to be protected from it. But this is a demanding task, to fill in the pond and re-landscape it, a costly thing to do. Then the kitchen, which is a lovely hub where the community meet together and eat together, has a very eclectic mix of equipment left by the sisters, and some of that needs replacing and renovating. Then, very exciting picture of toilets. got some toilets somewhere, haven't you? The house has a lot of toilets, actually, but some of them don't work or they leak. So there's plumbing issues. And at the moment, they're scaffolding up because the roof needs some work on it, which has led to some damp problems. So these are not, they don't prevent the house from being used. It's not uninhabitable. It was bought in good order. But these things have come to light, as they do, over time. And as you'll all know, these kind of expenses add up. And any help with them financially will be such a welcome contribution. One of the new community members who's joined has a lot of DIY skills, which is a great asset. But lots of these tasks need expert advice, expert professional work, or major purchases. So we're very excited by the new opportunities this house is offering for ministry in Norwest. And the letter that you can pick up on the way out, if you wish, says, "Our vision is to provide a foundation from which we can better meet the needs, serve and witness to those around, many of whom have quite challenging financial and personal circumstances. The impact of improving our facilities will be seen in the improving community, life skills, health, well-being and living of those we meet and serve, helping them to discover, grow and deepen their own personal faith, and facilitating them to come together to strengthen their own communities and networks." So the more, and if this community who live there are continually struggling to pay for improvements and preoccupied with household maintenance, that will inhibit their vision to seek the peace and prosperity of the people of Norwest. So that's why we're asking you to partner with us in this and consider how you prayerfully, how you might contribute financially. But over and above that, I would ask you to pray for the community. They are Ed and Aggie, Caleb and Luke at the moment, James, Tim and Jill. That's slightly out of date, but that's some of them. As they seek to be people of peace, prayer and hope in the area. And if you want to be kept up to date, you can get regular e-news letters, and the postcards that were mentioned earlier are out on the desk at the door. So that's, in a sense, an outline of what's going on in Norwest and what we would ask you to partner with us in supporting. So can I just pray as I close? Father, we thank you for those who are ready to live this intentional community life in an area where many people don't see quality relationships, and when many families are struggling in different ways. We pray that you will strengthen them to be a sign of your kingdom in that place, and that you will provide, through many different ways, the needs of that community, so that they can reach out and share their faith and our faith with those around them. Amen.